We pray, Lord God, help us to be what we are. Amen. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. That's how we ended my previous devotion. From the Word of God, we learn that God is indeed holy, separate from all things. And as we heard, He is the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. He dwells in a high and holy place, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. When we hear the word holy, we usually think of sinlessness. And to be sure, God is holy in that sense also, separate from sin. He is a rock, the rock. His work is perfect. All His ways are justice. A God of truth and without injustice. Righteous and upright is He. God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. So, if we determine that God, in and of Himself, is holy, that He is set apart from all evil, that He is independently existing apart from everything in heaven and on earth, that He is in need of nothing and of no one, if we have determined that this is already true, then why are we praying to God to make His name holy, separate, set apart, sanctified? Why do we pray for something that is already true? Well, perhaps this can be best understood by considering the opposite. The children of Israel were taken into exile in Babylon. There, these people of God did evil in the presence of the Babylonians. God said, this is at a time when God was prepared to return them to the promised land. He said, I do not do this for your sake, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake, which you have profaned among the nations wherever you went. And I will sanctify my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, which you have profaned in their midst. And the nations shall know that I am Jehovah when I am hallowed in you before their eyes. The word profane is repeated here three times. Profane means common. By wickedness, Israel had taken the name of the high and exalted holy God and made it common, dragging it down into the filth and squalor of wicked mankind. Those chosen people, the ones who bore the name of God, whose destiny was to bring forth the Savior of the world, disregarded and discarded the holy commandments in favor of a lifestyle of their own liking, a lifestyle of unrighteousness. As a result, the heathen among whom they were living mocked and blasphemed the God of those people. Jehovah God was not hallowed in the lives of the children of Israel, and it was not a holy name in the sight of the heathen. Throughout the world this day, the heathen Muslims mock and blaspheme the Christian God. Why? Well, there are a variety of reasons. But one of them is because while calling ourselves a Christian nation, multitudes in this land, even among our leaders, pursue lives of wickedness, giving themselves over to all manner of profligacy and debauchery. And thus, we drag the name of God down from its exalted holiness and make it common. As if to say, it's okay with Christ. if we wallow in wickedness. And so the heathen blaspheme. It is not just in the big arena that this happens, but right here in Eau Claire. Sadly to say, right here at ILC. It happens when the Christians from this campus go out among the citizens of this city, perhaps even wearing ILC t-shirts or Lancer jackets, and then attend wicked movies, break laws, or use foul language, tell dirty jokes, and thus we profane the name of God among our citizenry. We don't even have to go beyond this campus, for right here we violate the will of God with our words and actions. And when we do so, are we not saying to one another, it's okay to be a follower of Jesus and to do these wicked things? Thus the name of Jesus is profaned even among us. It is made commonplace. And how many of you have said, oh my God, and you weren't really calling upon God? Thanks be to God, who in His holiness has found a way to sanctify His name among us. Just as He brought the children of Israel back to the land of Judah in order to fulfill their destiny, so He has brought us back. He has redeemed us from our sins in the blood of His own Son. So now, before the world, we praise His holy name. We exalt His name by proclaiming His word in its truth and purity. We send forth pastors and teachers from this school to hallow His name throughout the world. We send forth laymen who have learned to know their God better so that they may praise His name wherever they live. We exalt His name by patterning our personal behavior according to His word. And when we fail to do it, we praise His holy name by confessing that what we have done is wrong, and that God is right, and that He in His immeasurable love has paid the price for our wrongdoing. Holy is His name. God grant that we may always hallow the name of God in this way. Hallow His name by proclaiming His righteousness, even when doing so exposes our own unrighteousness. You, dear Christians, are holy, for you have been set apart from your sins by the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, with the help of God, be what you are. Let us join in the Lord's Prayer. Please rise. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And remain standing for the singing of verse 10 of hymn 377.